There's no such thing as a dragon. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 119. Today's title might sound a little bit confusing. There's no such thing as a dragon. Well, let me explain. It's the title of a book by Jack Kent, a children's book, very nicely illustrated, and a fun little story, short story, a children's story about Billy Bixby, his family, and a dragon, interestingly enough. Now, why do I bring this up? Well, it's because I tried something different I've never done before in a sermon this last Sunday, which is to use a children's story to illustrate a point for adults. Now, I've used children's stories or clips from films before when I've had children in the congregation. We've had some all-age church services where I've used video, I've used stories, we've done acting out of stories, that kind of thing. But I've never used a children's storybook as part of a sermon for adults. I thought I'd try it. I got the idea from listening to a podcast that contained a lecture or a talk by Jordan B. Peterson, and he talked about this book, and in fact he read it as part of his lecture from a very different perspective. But it struck me as a tremendous story. Well, I won't tell you what it's about because, well, you can read it, and also if you want to, you can listen to my sermon or watch the video. And the video version of this Tuesday teaching tip will have, I'll show you the book and some of the pictures inside it. But I would like to suggest that we think about using children's stories in adult sermons. Those of us who have had or have young children, have taken them to the cinema or read them storybooks, have often remarked on the fact that even though they are written for children, they have themes that are relevant to adults. And indeed, the best stories and the best films from Pixar or Disney or wherever seem to have a dual message, one for the children and one for the adults. Sometimes the message is the same, sometimes it's slightly different, but there's something in there for the adults. And this particular book, I thought, had a tremendous message for us adults who perhaps won't admit that there are such things in our lives as things that actually are there, but we won't face them. Anyway, again, I don't want to go into the detail of the story because it would spoil it for you, I think. But how about getting that book? It's by Jack Kent. It's called There's No Such Thing as a Dragon. I think you'll find some good spiritual applications for it. Or maybe, especially if you're a parent, you've got books. You've got children's books in somewhere in your bookshelf or in your child's bookshelf, and they contain stories that would work. They're like modern-day parables, really. And I think you'll find them useful. So let me know what you think. Have you got any children's books that you've used? Children's poems, perhaps, that you've used in sermons and found them helpful? I would love to know. Or do you have other suggestions for ones you've heard used? Please let me know. Leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because we need to learn from each other. We learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link to this recording on to one other person you think might benefit. Hit the like button, subscribe, and leave me a review if you wouldn't mind. I think that would help. That would not for my own ego, but for the visibility of these recordings, so other people will notice them and hopefully find some benefit. Well, there we are. Tuesday teaching tip 119. There's no such thing as a dragon. Go and have a look at children's books. Give them a go. Let me know how it goes. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.